But when they do Kyoryuger versus Go Busters, they need to bring Enter back, or it's not even going to be worth it, almost.
Yeah, really.
They'll do Escape instead.
Well, here's the thing. How many times would Escape die in it?
Not enough.
Just dies every other scene. It's just her dying in more and more hilarious ways.
Well, there's a comic book crossover waiting to happen. You have Rory and Escape.
Mr. Immortal.
Dying repeatedly.
Yeah, I assume they'd have Mr. Immortal in there.
Oh, God, yes. Please. Oh, that would be too perfect. Yes.
Oh, it's an Optimus.
Mr. Immortal, Rory, and Escape versus Deadpool, and then...
And Optimus Prime.
And Waspinator. We need Waspinator. And
Waspinator, yes. Oh.
And the animated story screen.
No, because the Waspinator would take one look at Rory and be like, ooh, someone in the universe hates more than Waspinator.
That's actually a fairly good impression.
Yeah.
Thank you.
XV is secretly Scott McNeil.
Oh, shit.
Well,
I want to see that. Like,
one of the few people to head this podcast.
God.
JD, you want to try that again? I couldn't hear you over the Fort Max.
Oh, no, I was just like imagining like you rip your face off and you're actually Scott McNeil.
You rip your face off and the cowboy hat is already on top of the
head. Yeah, exactly. Like the face comes off and the cowboy hat's already there, and then he pulls the fat suit off and he's on stilts.
Oh my God, that is beautiful.
Driver off. Please. Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
It's Superhero Time. We loves our bitches.
Hey, Mickey.
Honk, honk, I'm a car.
Paladin.
You gonna leave it in?
Ken.
Now I'm just Buster, bitch.
JD Church.
Despair. Ah!
And Fort Max.
Watch our movie.
Boost up for Buster.
Oh, so nobody's gonna talk over where I would do the intro, so I have to make that the intro instead? You guys suck this week. Okay, so it's superhero
time. Let's start the show.
Beautiful.
Well done, Mickey. Too little, too late, though.
That's what she said.
So, this week, Megaforce started.
Woohoo!
Nay.
It's decent.
XV reserves judgment.
Yeah, well,
it's
I mean, that's
Samurai.
Fair.
Yes.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's not.
God. The first episode of Samurai, it's like, holy hell, this is awful.
Which
first
one?
Third.
The one that's
I will give
to
them credit
different.
For that. Yes, they actually set the bar and started with episode one this time. What a novel concept.
Also, useful this year is that I don't think Samurai was, but it looks like Megaforce is on Hulu this time. So
It was the next day.
I got Hulu Plus, so that means I don't even have to worry about hunting down freaking downloads.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Well, Nickelodeon does put episodes on Line of Turtles, too, so it makes sense they do this for Power Rangers.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is even more convenient.
And they were also putting Lost Galaxy on there.
Yeah. Well, I guess because it aired.
Until that all disappeared.
Except it stopped airing on their network.
Yeah.
Oh, it did? Okay.
It's off Vortex.
It's not. It got replaced
Bond
by Prime.
Series stopped airing on Saban's network.
Yeah.
They replaced it with Prime.
That's probably the entire reason why it was on there anyway, though.
They replaced Power Rangers Lost Galaxy with reruns of Transformers Prime.
Yes.
Wow.
Higher ratings.
Oh, man, I'm not sure what to say to that. Well.
Yeah.
Poor Lost Galaxy.
My brain hurts.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get into Megaforce properly in a
few.
Fort Max!
Whoa, holy shit.
Zimadonna!
We'll get into Megaforce properly in a few minutes, but first, Peldon, what little news was there this week?
The first trailer for Superhero Tyson Z.
It is
a spandex war in space, complete with Imperial March ripoff.
So was it a new footage trailer, or was it just the typical early trailer?
It was half and half.
It was a pretty shitty trailer.
Yeah,
it wasn't the best trailer.
It was like,
being any better.
It's like, here's Wizard fighting Gavin. Oh, I guess it's entire in here, too. Eh. That's basically how it plays out, because, like, they hardly even mention that the fact that it's entire even in there.
Yes. Well, it's funny, because we've seen how well Japan cares about Gavin's universe.
But
it's Kenji Oba, they don't give a f***.
It shows Sherivan in there also, right?
Yes. She's actually just kind of remarkable they still have that suit.
Yeah. But it looks like,
They made a new suit for him and Sawyer for the Gavin movie.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable anyone remembered enough to repair the suit.
But this trailer is a lot of focus on Wizard, which makes me a little,
nervous?
Yeah. Although it looks like the Gokai...
It makes me sleepy.
At least their suits.
Okay.
And the Kyoryuger are there.
Yeah, of course.
Naturally.
And
I wonder if they will be there...
We know Forza and Meteor in there, and Super Ones at some point, so...
I wonder if the Kyoryugers will be in this Superhero Wars more than the GoBusters were in the last Superhero Wars.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm wondering, if it's going to just mainly end up focusing on, like, say, Forza and GoBusters, and then... and then just, like, the Kyoryugers and Wizard appear at the beginning and end of the movie.
Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Writing and directing this...
I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
No, I really wouldn't.
No, I'm fine with that.
Because, you know, I don't know whether or not I like the Kyoryugers yet, but I can do without a bunch of wizard folks.
Yeah. So I heard that Toys R Us in some areas is starting to stock the Legacy Morpher.
Yes.
It's apparently out, yes.
Yeah, they're actually putting out Megaforce stuff at my store finally also, as I picked up the six-pack that actually includes the Robo Knight. I don't have single pack yet.
And it has one sound effect. That's it.
Well, so the original.
No, it is two.
Oh, man.
Well, no, three. Three.
Oh.
For $60.
Okay, so what are the sound effects it has?
Okay, when you power it on, it does the communicator beep.
Wait, it has an on-off switch?
Yes.
That's retarded.
The on-off switch is hidden under the handle. You don't see it at all when it's folded up.
No, but it's retarded because that doesn't need an on-off switch. You push the button on the side and open the plate, and that turns it on. Yeah. It's a power morpher.
You would think that.
No.
Okay, so what else does it do?
When you press the button, it does like the lightning crash sound effect that you would have at the start of the morph sequence.
Okay.
When you hold the button, it does the theme song.
Okay, so... In all of this, it doesn't actually make the little beeping noise the original did.
Neither did the show.
But the original toy did.
Right.
I don't see how that's a bad thing. What it sounds like it does now, it sounds like it's better than a lame beeping noise.
No, but the beeping noise was the whole point. It's not a proper power morpher without that ridiculous 1990 electronic beeping thing.
Well, you can buy a cheap one on eBay since nobody's going to want them anymore. And we can have the nicer one that's out now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's something that I really want to spend $60 on.
I was
photograph of one next to a shelf tag that said $49.99.
Well, the asking price on the website was $59.99.
Yeah, but Toys R Us is kind of odd. They're a little odd about pricing.
Yeah.
Odd. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, when's the Dragon Buckler version?
Very funny.
It'll be in a box set with the Dragon Zord.
That's cute.
if some people are already mad,
because it has the Power Rangers logos carved into the coins.
What?
On the back.
The back side.
Yeah, it has the MMPR logo.
No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, so that you're okay with.
but lacking the beeps,
that's a crime against humanity.
It is!
It does keep the Z-Ranger logo on the back, too.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah. It's got Power Rangers on the front, so that's kind of inconsistent, I guess.
Well, it's slightly inconsistent with how the show prop was made, because that didn't have the black bits on the sides filled in, either.
Well, in Season 1, it didn't.
Well, I assume that's what this is appealing to, primarily.
Season 2 used the same stuff.
Well, like, even the packaging is like looks totally like the old 90s packaging, doesn't it?
It's a very good throwback. Mm-hmm. Not quite as good as the Generation 2 Bruticus box, but it's up there.
Yeah. Well, and they were able to do that, too, with the Super Legends figures while they were doing that.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It's a solid product all around. Mm-hmm. You should buy one.
If you find it for $50.
I mean the audience. Not if XV. You, I don't
what
know.
Audience?
We've got
oh, yeah, that
Freeze that listens to us.
That reminds me, JD, why don't you tell about the Alex Milne thing?
Oh, yeah. Just an odd thing where...
it's always an odd thing around here. Huh? It's always an odd thing.
This is true. We had the live show, of course, for Fanboy Versus yesterday. And I guess we had mentioned Superhero Time at some point.
Yeah, a couple times.
And so, like, towards the end of the show, Alex Milne had actually, you know, tuned into the show and was listening. And there was a little bit of discussion there. And then once the show was over, apparently he said in the chat that he really enjoyed listening to our show and not much more than Superhero Time, which he doesn't listen to. So, like,
who is Alex Milne now?
He does the art for More Than Meets the Eye.
Oh, that's one of those catalogs that comes stuffed in Transformers packagings?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, at the same time, I don't dispute that Fanboy Versus is a better show than this. My point is just that we're more popular than Fanboy Versus.
Like I said, McFeely, we never claim quality.
That's right.
Also, one thing, the Robo Knight figure, holy crap, his shoulder pads limit his arms almost entirely.
Just like the suit.
Yeah. Oh.
And
is it 2000? Is it 2010 Goldar levels of hindrance?
I don't know. He can barely move his arm outward.
Then yes.
Yikes! That's.
Well, he has a lot of movement on this, you know, action joystick figure that I have.
Oh yeah, just shake him around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what your problem is. And
I thought the header version that comes with the Lion Tank was actually a pretty decent little action figure in its own right.
Yeah,
it's totally perfectly suitable for standing on a shelf punching Gosei Red in the face.
It does come actually with his own.
Then you'd have to buy a Gosei Red.
Well, I didn't have to because Mickey bought one.
I bought one just to make a photo joke.
I got this little plastic one that doesn't move. But...
Yeah.
The one that's primed for butt six?
Yes.
The one on the motorcycle. Weapon, so there is that. But hey, at least the Rangers can actually move their elbows.
So, okay, these Red Ranger figures that just Fortmax just posted, what the f*** is going on with Magi Red?
Well, he's in legend mode.
I know, but he's like the only one that's not in his basic costume. Like, why the f*** they decided to do that for him?
It's like because he's in legend. The Excite Ring.
Holy crap!
God.
Look at
wow!
Look at
well,
look at,
okay, these are not new molds. Most of these figures were already out during the Overdrive year, which was the last anniversary season.
So they're just our last major and new packaging.
Yeah, pretty much. That was the 15th anniversary season.
Oh,
so
these
they
are
did the
those 8-inch figures or whatever the hell they
the
were.
The Legendary Red Rangers, yeah.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought these were 4-inch scale ones.
Maybe they downscaled them. Bandai does that sometimes, but I mean, these are the same figures.
Okay. Well,
and also, we have pictures of Megaforce Gosei Wonder.
Yeah! Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Exactly.
The awesome thing is it's done the same way these other ones, the other sets have been, where it's like you get the dragon in one set and then the two heads per two pack. So it's sort of like the brothers sets were done.
It's more than I was expecting them to put out.
Yeah, I mean, no one was expecting them to do a Gosei Wonder set. Yeah. And I would much rather have Gosei Wonder than the flying kite backpack thing.
Oh, no, you'll get that too. But
I'm going to get that
question now. Will it be in the show?
I was reading the
episode summaries again, and I do recognize the one episode from Ghostsaker where they used it.
Yeah, so there you go.
I would assume, yeah.
You know what kind of blows my mind is that Gosei Wonder, all this time I've been operating under the impression that it was a flying whale, and apparently it's some kind of bird.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering how I missed that for all these years.
The other possibility here is that they're going to do like they did with Samurai and cut the movie footage into a special episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which may or may not feature a crossover with previous Rangers that never unmorph. Exactly. Thank you, Fort Max.
Exactly.
Well, they have all season for that next year.
Well, no.
You know, I'm kind of hoping, actually. I'm hoping that the footage they use from Ghost Sager just completely omits all of the Robo Knight swords entirely, so the toys are unsupported by the show.
That would be ridiculous, but I cannot rule it out entirely. Because, you know.
At the moment, I don't think you can rule anything out.
Yeah.
Which is what I love about Megaforce. It's exciting, because we don't know what the hell is going on.
Especially,
yeah, we knew exactly what was going to happen, except for Bulk and Skull.
Because we saw Shinkenture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, same difference, really.
Yeah, you know if they could have got Jason...
Skull is actually entertaining.
You know if they could have got Jason Narvi back, they would have had him on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too busy, teaching and stuff, though.
Yeah, he's got a real career now.
He had a job.
Yeah, he's too busy being a professor.
He's a decent human being.
That
was one thing I did like about that last episode, is they totally had him come back as the successful one, sort of mirroring reality, where it's actually has a job, has real things to do, as opposed to,
This is what you get for not staying on Earth, Bulk.
This is what you get for not giving up the show to go to college.
Yeah. Dude's got a PhD. He's totally rocking.
Yeah. Okay, so Paladin, what else is in the news?
Although, to be fair, he did have Spike as a son, so maybe he's not off all that great.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what the mother looks like. I mean...
Yeah.
It's Kimberly, isn't it?
That was the theory.
Wow.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I could just hear...
Get the timing, right? Skull's about the age if he'd been born just when Kimberly left the show.
See? Oh, shit.
That's why she left the show.
See, you know, the reaction...
She did say she met someone else.
Didn't say who. The reaction of that would be just the most fantastic thing in the world.
Oh, God.
Now, when you say reaction, you mean the fandom reaction.
Yeah,
Tommy Kimberly shippers and all that. Beautiful!
Ship right off.
Oh, this is my cannon now.
What a load of shit.
No.
Okay, so basically, in this theory, Kimberly never even actually went to Florida. She just, stayed around Angel Grove and, dyed her hair a different color, right?
Yes!
Totes.
And that's why Skull didn't go on Terra Venture. Because he had a bastard son to look after.
It all makes so much sense.
It does! It really does.
It makes the timeline actually fit, and oh god.
Of course, the one thing it doesn't fix is how Tommy became a doctor of paleontology or whatever.
What about that time he was a monkey?
Well, you know, I mean, there have to be some things that indicate it's fiction.
Yes, the monkey would be it.
I think that's probably the best acting that Jason David Frank has ever done is, you know, making anyone believe that he might have a PhD in anything.
He just threatened to beat up the college until they gave him one.
Well, you know, that is no shit, man.
Roundhouse this dean.
For S's and G's, I follow him on Twitter, and I kid you not, all of his tweets are some sort of picture with the tagline, "Yeah!"
Oh, my God.
I shit you not, look it up. His Twitter is crazy.
So, I think what we can establish...
Where did R2-D2 come from?
Ben's trying to be irritating on the show.
Oh, nice.
Well, tell Ben it's too little too late. No, go ahead, tell him.
He's already left the room.
Oh. Mm. Well, see, then he's not even putting his full effort into this. Because if he wanted to, he could be much more obnoxious on the show.
Yeah, just ask JD. Well, you know, I mean, I'd like the ghost amorpher.
No, come on, Ken. Let's be nice to JD. He is living the bachelor life again.
That's right.
Freedom! For several months now, he'll have nothing. He'll have long nights alone in bed with only his nachos to keep him company.
That's right.
And it's our cream.
But at least the nacho cheese sauce is warm.
And his finger arts.
Yep. That little tub of sour cream.
Finger arts.
Someone leave this out?
Still orange. I guess it's still good.
Does sour cream turn orange when it sits out?
You know,
depends on what you put in it.
Yeah.
We're talking about sugar.
Speaking of that, it was like, I think I went a little bit superhero time yesterday on Fanboy Versus when I mentioned the scene in Superior Spider-Man where Doc Ock sort of masturbated to memories of.
Oh, yeah.
They were not prepared for that.
Okay, I know the scene in question, but what did you say exactly? I haven't listened to the episode yet.
Yeah, because you know, there's not that many people who listen to Fanboy Versus, so they probably didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, well, there's most of that comic is all Doc Ock as Peter, you know, trying to woo MJ or bed her as we decided.
Yeah,
and he eventually like fails miserably, and then he realizes that he has all Peter's memories. So he can just relive all of the times that that Peter and MJ, you know, got it on. And so there's a whole page of, you know, Doc Ock planting himself in these memories of getting it on with MJ. And I said, man, it's like they did everything but show him wiping off after.
And of course, the bad thing is then that means Peter got to see that.
Yeah, he got to, yeah.
Oh,
he got
God.
To,
yeah. It's going to be so awkward when all this gets cut out.
Oh, yeah.
Settled.
Either that or he'll just get hit in the head with the brick and forget everything again.
I want
I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
Tobey Maguire.
He'll make a deal with Mephisto to forget that particular memory.
Yes.
Should picture a sequence of Tobey Maguire there, sitting there thinking about an MJ and masturbating.
You know, I would still rather do that than watch The Amazing Spider-Man again.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That movie sucked.
Wow.
It's not great, but it's certainly better than 3 and 1. Which is, you know, faint praise, but...
My only thing is just kind of like, origin. Okay.
See...
My biggest problem with it is that Andrew Garfield is totally 30 years old in that movie. He is not 16.
I'm hoping that maybe the sequel might, just because it's like just reiterating the origin again just kind of left me. Yeah, that's all.
Well, it's a different series, so
yeah.
You know. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, enough comics.
Who cares about comic books?
Let's talk about the Star Trek movie now.
Woohoo!
Okay. Oh, like that's supposed to be better?
Like, they won't say who the guy is, though.
Oh God, I'm
so hot.
I'm so
it's
sick.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch. He's just playing himself.
I'm so sick and tired of like, all the speculation about that. It's just so grating. Just I'm waiting for the movie to come out.
Yeah.
How many villains
are they blowing up the Enterprise a bit early?
Out. Wow.
What, Paladin?
How many villains does Star Trek have that they'd want to keep fucking secret?
Khan.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah,
totally. Gary Mitchell maybe.
See that I wish it was Gary Mitchell, but I don't think it's going to be.
And no, it won't. It won't be because that's too obscure.
Yeah.
It's too awesome.
That would be awesome.
Doesn't matter anyway. You won't see it through the f***ing lens flare.
Well, that's
Wasn't
true.
He the guy that was in.
There seems to be less lens flare in this. Just...
He's the sort of psychic kid, right? Isn't that the one?
Gary Mitchell's from the original Kirk pilot.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which is not to say the original Star Trek pilot, because that wasn't Kirk.
That was motherfucking Captain Pike.
Yeah. Pike was great.
Like that time he got irradiated and had to live in a black box for the rest of his days.
That was
awesome.
I'd still hit it even in that box.
Yeah. Although that guy in the box is not the dude, so yeah.
Well, same character, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still Pike. That's the important thing.
Right.
This is true.
He's named after a penis. That's what
Come on.
Called.
Pike was just a proto Picard. No,
well, Pike was kind of like the Batman of the Enterprise.
I don't know. I kind of saw him as just like a younger Picard. Really, I think I always thought that the original pilot had a lot in common with what Generations ended up being, or Next Generation ended up being, whatever.
Yeah, Generations ended up being something completely different.
Yeah, that ended up being a totally different thing.
Oh, speaking of the Next Generation movies, though, you know the beginning of Nemesis where they're having the marriage ceremony and they've got everyone back, including Wesley, who came back from the edges of the galaxy, learning about new vistas of reality?
Yeah.
You know they didn't invite Pulaski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that.
I'm not inviting her. I never liked her. I didn't love her either.
We sent her an RSVP, but we just sent it late. She like gets it the same
we
day.
We thought she'd make Data feel uncomfortable now that he has emotions.
Like the email shows up like the day of. And she's like, I wouldn't have gone anyway. F*** him.
No, you know what it is? They sent her an invitation on time, but since she won't use a transporter, she couldn't make it.
She couldn't make it. It was a transporter only. Like the only way to get there was by a transporter.
Because the Enterprise E doesn't like have a shuttle bay. So that Pulaski can't come on board.
The Voyager just took them all.
Okay, we're going to design a new Enterprise. Do you have any requests for when we start building it? Hey, you know that doctor we had for a while who wouldn't use the transporter? It would be great if you locked her out of the ship.
Yeah. The ship is sealed. You can't even get into it with... with shuttles. Like, you can. Like, there is a shuttle bay, but the only way to get to the shuttle bay is with the transporter pad. So it's like, even if you fly to the ship on a shuttle, you still have to take the transporter pad, like, across the wall. Yeah. So what you're saying is you can't go into the ship.
You have to have a bay for, like, you know, supplies and whatnot. So.
Right.
Well, no, that's what you have a transporter for. Wall. No, that's why you have a transporter.
The bay.
Yeah, there's no door to the shuttle.
Like, if you motherfuckers put a holodeck on this ship, I am blowing the ship up.
Oh, you know, that would be awesome. Those, like, Pulaski gets all the way into the shuttle bay, and they're like, all right, just transport over. And they're like, she's like, what? Isn't there a door? There's no door, you just transport over.
Fight, really? Bitch!
Who makes a ship like that? Well, the crew designed it themselves. Well, I know when I'm not wanted.
No, I still say there wouldn't be a shuttle bay door. They would just beam the shuttle into the shuttle bay.
The shuttle into the bay. Design like the largest transporter in Starfleet. All of this in order to keep Pulaski off the ship.
That would be amazing.
So, Paladin, is there any more news?
Oh, sorry, I stopped listening at Wesley.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Best cap on that, I think.
But yeah, one other thing for this week, Kyoryu Gold. We already have the rumors, the 6th Kyoryu.
Told you there was yellow.
I kind of figured they would bounce back the gold.
The current rumor is this will be kind of like a Deca Master thing, so there may be more than 6 Kyoryugers.
Well, that would explain the missing yellow slot yet.
And yet we still only have 2 Kamen Riders.
Damn.
Now, not the first time we wouldn't have a yellow in Sentai.
When was
the other
first time?
First time in a long time, though.
Change Man.
Although, apparently there is a White Wizard driver coming out, so technically
yes.
Wizard has 3 riders, sort of.
Probably a movie exclusive. Writer.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe, but isn't it a little bit early if the driver's coming out in May?
No, that's a good point, actually. Because
if it was the movie one, it would be coming out in, like, July.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're just releasing the toy early.
Maybe.
I've seen something like that before.
Not that early.
When does Superhero Wars Z come out?
April.
Yeah, so that wouldn't even time out if White Wizard was featuring in that.
No.
Okay. Maybe.
So, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Hmm.
Still Wizard, though.
Yeah, there's also that.
Oh, Wizard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe things will turn around eventually. Maybe not. Probably not.
Well, GoBusters.
I was about to say, we kind of wrote GoBusters off at one point. And
yeah, I know. And I'm hoping that will happen with Wizard, too. But,
fool
you
us
know.
Once, shame on you.
Fool us twice. Welcome to superhero time.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only way that I could see Wizard turning around is if it's if Phoenix is actually Enter.
But well, You know, it's kind of actually, isn't the writer of Wizard the one who did the first half of Hibiki?
Fort Max?
I don't know.
Damn it!
Doubtful, the one, first half of Hibiki has been pretty interesting so far.
Really? Okay, never mind.
I mean, seriously, Fort Max, the one time I want you to say something on the show and you don't know the answer.
Man.
I was just trying to remember who it was
well,
that doing it.
What do you expect?
He's got right. a point.
He has point.
I can't really argue with that.
Oh, that just fell apart.
What?
Your dildo?
No.
What did you just ham hands?
A pair of clippers.
Oh. Wow. That was very
nail hair.
Make something else.
A pair of nail clippers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why? Never mind.
I was using it to open a package.
Uh huh.
They are awesome for that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. you were totally trimming your nails on the show.
No.
He was trimming his package.
Oh.
That's how he trims his.
I was opening up my Megaforce six pack.
I'll keep my trim back. I'll leave the clippings everywhere.
Clips of scrot hairs, like one at a time. Clippers.
Oh, God.
No, those clips of foreskin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to trim yours back, otherwise it'll just keep growing and you'll get all curled underneath.
It looks like you have a tentacle on the end of your penis.
That's,
This is just basic grooming, people. It's like shaving or brushing your teeth. Yes. You just do it every morning when you get up and, you know, go on to work.
Take a little off the tip.
And this is why Alex Milne doesn't listen to Superhero Time.
you make sure you put your clippings in the toilet, not the sink. Because if you put them in the sink, the sink will get clogged.
Yeah.
And you got to get a coat hanger down there to fish up all the clippings.
Damn it, my foreskin clogged up the sink again.
That's so horrible. Can that be an intro quote?
Let's hope so.
That's so awful. JD,
yeah.
How long until Amanda comes home?
You have 2 months, sir.
God help us all.
It's only been a day, too, so.
Oh, shit.
Just left on Sunday morning.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be something.
What's nice is the podcast making us chronicling JD's descent into madness.
No, Mickey, I'm afraid we're 5 or 6 years too late for that.
Really?
That few?
Random number. You know.
Probably. More than that. Woo.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's time for...
Buster.
Mega?
No, Mega. It's time for something Mega.
Use the Megaforce.
Go Megaforce.
What?
How long before it becomes completely uninteresting?
Well, that remains to be seen. But I had liners recorded for both possibilities. You know.
Good thinking.
Something mega completely uninteresting?
No, I just went with something mega uninteresting. Yeah, so JD, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
So,
I think it's permissible this time.
Yeah.
It's
well, it wasn't the Beast Driver, so I don't care.
Right. I haven't pulled that out yet. That's later. Anyway, so go Megaforce. Now, here's the awesome thing. It opens up with a Legend War.
Yeah.
Go figure that.
Oh, they reshot that, didn't they?
It's carefully clipped to not show any of the Japanese teams.
Semi-carefully.
Yeah, I mean, I was really looking, but they did a pretty good job where it was
they did a decent job. But
yeah, I mean, you had to know exactly where to look to actually find where some of them slipped through.
Definitely, but you know, some people were going around Saturday and Sunday going, oh, they reshot it. So they're like, no,
they
didn't.
They edited it.
Hey, edit it, go Kaiju.
Now if they use a sequence like that when they start the next season, like for a for real Legend War.
Oh, yeah, I can see them definitely. I mean, they might use
some footage. They might reshoot that, but for
they might use some footage from 199 Heroes, I think, probably, but I think they'll probably
put a Sentai as one.
Oh, no, there's an extra Gosei footage in there that can use.
99 Heroes, but a Sentai one. Anyway.
JD.
No. Pop culture kids. Just watching
TV. Fuck the superhero time know about culture.
Or pop.
So, so basically Troy is having a dream about the Legend War. And it's actually kind of a nice, like, teaser because you do see the Ghost Rangers fighting with Robo Knight. Or I guess it would be the Mega Rangers or Mega Force Rangers. Fighting with Ghost Knight, so it's at least kind of a foreshadowing.
And you know, opening it like that, it's like the entire internet was aware of the Legend War when Gokaiju started.
Right.
So it's like a very sort of intentional thing. It's like they are actually paying some attention.
Yeah. Now, imagine to what it was like to the target audience who wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
That had to be pretty amazing. Well. It's really easy to imagine that because just think of how we felt when we watched that in Gokaiger the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or, I mean, like I said, the internet, when that happened in Gokaiger, the internet exploded, including dozens of sites that don't even cover.
It affected non Toku stuff too because everyone's like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And it was. It is.
That, like 12 year old boy just sitting there in his pants just poof. Crap, that's amazing. I think this is my first erection. Anyway, so Troy dreams about the Legend War. Sweet.
And then it crashes into the wood.
Which apparently he was asleep on the bus, and the bus driver knows it was his first day. So whatever. Anyway, we segue into the classroom setting in which the other kids that will make up the other Rangers, of which I don't remember any of their names at this point.
It's not Jake, important. Noah, Emma, and Gia?
It's not important.
Yeah, I know. It's not really important.
Aren't Troy and Dalbed in there?
What?
Anyway, Troy's on the bus.
Troy's on the bus.
Yeah. Okay, I only remember the names because they still shout them in the f***ing opening.
Yes.
Yes.
Why the f*** do they do that? What does that add?
Marketing.
Kids really that stupid that they can't remember the names unless they actually say them?
They can't read what's on the screen.
Yeah.
I just mentioned that I couldn't remember any of the names.
Well, 4-year-olds don't really have a high reading comprehension level yet, so. Yeah.
You know. Anyway, so discussion in the classroom, which I thought was actually an interesting little establishing scene where the teacher asked them, like, what will be the last species, I think, was the question, to survive.
Which will totally not play into the villain groups at all.
Yeah.
What, insects, robots, and then
humans.
People.
Robots powered by perpetual motion engines.
Oh, God. And that was the thing. Like, I was like, that was like the biggest thing that bothered me about it is like, okay, this is supposed to be your uber science guy, and he uses the term perpetual motion machines. Seriously?
Really? Well, no. See, I figured this out. What he's saying is that he's going to invent the perpetual motion machine that will make the robots live forever.
But you.
He's not suggesting they already exist. He's saying it will in the future.
It can't exist.
But he'll make it exist is the
you
point.
You can't.
But he will because, you know, he's a super.
Fort Max, help me. He can't exist.
No, but he's a super.
What if Yardo in this? Magic?
Why Fort Max?
Because he has an engineering degree.
Oh, yeah, but you also made this big
mechanical
thing of him.
Not energy.
To help you.
God,
dude, tell me you did not study conservation of energy and mass.
Go ahead, Fort Mac, tell him.
Your mom doesn't conserve any energy or mass. She uses it all.
See, if that's exactly it. It's going to be powered by your mom.
And she is perpetual, so.
There will be a cake shaped like a dick on a stick on a string hanging in front of her.
Oh, and she will run forever.
And she'll be on a treadmill. I mean,
it'll just go forever. Anyway, that was the thing that bothered me. Whatever. But you have like the environmentalist chick who's like, you know, bugs will live forever, and science guy, and then of course they also.
I was in this.
I wish
the
Bill Nye would be awesome. Bill Nye would be the best Power Rangers mentor ever.
He would.
He wouldn't do it.
Especially
would
be, if you put.
No, he would not. Deke would.
Especially if it was. No, if it was Bill Nye's head in Zordon's tube.
Oh my God.
That would be the best thing ever.
Someone make a YouTube video of that. Do some editing.
Yes. Get him on the phone for the 2015 adaptation.
There you go.
But no, think, if you had Beekman as the mentor, you could have Lester as Alpha.
But Lester's dead.
No, he's not.
The actor died.
No, he's not.
He is too.
He's alive on an island with Elvis with and Elvis. Amelia Earhart and Princess Di and Biggie.
Oh, okay. So Lester's going to be revived in Star Trek Voyager far, far in the future in the Delta Quadrant?
Yes.
Okay.
He's still alive.
Because, you know, that totally happened with Amelia Earhart.
Mm-hmm. You know,
was that before or after they met Sarah Silverman?
One thing that I noticed at the beginning of the episode, once you get past the opening credits, is that every episode of Samurai would have at the beginning of it Japanese version written by Kobayashi. This one obviously is not because it's not directly adapted. That's nice.
Yay.
Well, it's not directly adapted from an episode of Ghost Ager.
Yeah. Oh God.
Okay. So anyway, Troy comes in the classroom. His answer, of course, is humanity, establishing that he is going to be the leader type because you know. He, like, believes in the power of mankind, whatever. Anyway.
Also, blah, really blah, humans.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
it's kind of ironic considering this week's Go Busters, too.
Yeah. So, and then I think from there, it's like aliens are like, yeah, we should totally take this planet, dude. Totally. This would be
sweet.
Awesome.
Sweet.
This place would be rocking. We should totally take this place and their music.
Because it hasn't been tried 20 times before.
No.
Well, it's not like they know that.
So then the robot is Tessu? Tesso? Tessu? How do you say
Tenso.
It?
Tenso.
They say it's Tensu or something, but it's Tenso. It's
okay. Tenso, as in anyway. Tenso Sentai.
So Gosei wakes up and he's like, holy shit. I realize I slept through the other 18 times.
This time demons awoken Mariner Bay.
This time.
Yeah, they got it.
Five more minutes.
This time it's
maybe Tenso was just sleeping on his snooze button for 19 years.
I like the robot though. He has that ability to be kind of quirky without being completely f***ing annoying. Alpha 7, 5, 9, whatever.
6. Yeah,
that's about right.
And all the alphas are f***ing irritating as f***.
Exactly. Gosh. So, you know, he has the ability to be at least kind of quirky without totally being annoying.
Plus, he's Johnny 5, so.
Yeah.
My only problem is that his CGI is just really terrible.
Yeah, well, what do you
think? His CGI is not great, but at least he actually looks like a robot.
It actually seems like he exists on the same plane.
He doesn't say I, so.
Yes. He doesn't speak on the homages. He will eventually.
So, anyway. And
he's not Nozomo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not Datus.
Oh, God, he's not Datus. That's true.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say that they wish it was Datus, and I was like, are you f***ing kidding?
Fuck you in the neck. What?
I was like, are you f***ing kidding me?
So,
I can understand that, because wouldn't it be more practical to use the suit than to build the CGI thing over and over again?
No.
Even Saban realized Datus sucks.
Yeah. Hey, that mountain they're standing in totally isn't going to stand in for a new Megazord later in the series.
No.
So anyway, so they're like, yep, we need teenagers, just like my mentor Zordon.
We need teenagers.
I passed on them. For
attitude.
Anyway.
Yes, I love that he specified an attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude. So anyway, they decide to grab the four kids at the shop and the nature chick hiking.
Yeah, it's notable that the guy's name is Ernie.
Yes. I was like, they said that, like, let's go to Ernie's. I was like,
Huh?
Really?
No, I admit, that's a nice touch.
Yeah.
It is.
I also like when Jake hands him a 20 and he holds it up to the light.
Yeah.
Here's what I imagine. He's not really named Ernie. That's just what the sign said when he bought the place.
Right. Yes.
He's happy
days. Yeah, they happy days do. Yeah.
The thing with the 20, though, he like kind of knew he was going to be the Black Ranger. So he was like, check that 20.
What does that even mean?
It means we are terrible people because we left.
Thank you. Anyway,
So,
like, that's they all news. Get
teleported into the mountain, and then for some reason they decide to wait for the Pink Ranger, or the chick is going to be the Pink Ranger, probably because she actually saw the aliens in the forest.
And I like the teleporter effect for that,
yeah,
though.
It actually looks.
Well, and I kind of like too that, like, as opposed to like the first season of Power Rangers, you know, where they seem to be all sort of like, okay, I sort of have seen you in class, where it's like there's an actual sort of connection like between these characters prior.
Yeah, a couple of
the girls are friends, the guys are friends, and even though the red, you know, Troy is new, they've at least all been in like the same classroom.
And, well, it's funny how you had it with Power Rangers on Jason and Zach were best friends. So were Kim and Trini.
Yeah, but it just kind of...
feels a bit more natural here, actually.
And Billy was Trini's fix-it project.
Because Jake and Noah are both kind of like...
so, oh, come on, tell me that wasn't the case.
Well, yeah.
Tell me. Yeah. So anyway, so we get to go to the... Now, this is like the... For me, this is kind of the interesting part where it's like they kind of... already are establishing that this is going to be like a legacy thing where they, I think they didn't, were they showing pictures of the other Rangers on the board or was it just pictures of them?
No, they walk up and see the Ranger keys and then Troy.
Yes. You see the Ranger keys, which is, I mean, that dispelled,
keys because they don't have waists.
I had a little bit of doubt that they were going to like be the keys, but yeah, you're right. I guess they,
yeah, they probably made things on those. Probably they wouldn't use the keys. They probably made something that would be a more permanent part of the set rather than just the toys.
Well, yeah, but they're definitely based on the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. You can even see the keychain loop at the bottom of the feet. And
yeah,
everything.
Exactly.
But then they have like these pedestals as they're sort of initiating them, you know, into their power. Here's the thing that I thought was interesting is red for red, yellow for yellow, blue for blue, and pink for pink, and green for black.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah.
It does seem like they're actually paying attention to what they're f***ing doing, which is amazing.
Hmm.
Or maybe Gosei killed the Green Ranger already.
No. That's... Blue would have done that.
Not this blue.
Yes, no, see what it is, Gosei had activated a previous set of Megaforce Rangers, but then when Blue got Green killed, he's like... okay, you know what? You guys just go. Go.
The previous team was eaten by space wasps.
I can't look at you. Just go.
So they get their morphers and stuff, and then he's like, all right, have fun out in the world.
Yeah, it's like Zora.
Yeah,
he definitely taught you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, how do we use it? Oh, you'll know. Really? Like, all right, you got your morphers and your cars and all this stuff. Go have fun.
And they actually quote Day of the Dumpster here in a minute also, like, directly.
Although, to be fair, at least, you know, they didn't get dumped outside in the mountains.
Yeah.
He did send them back to roughly where they started.
Yeah.
I particularly like how Gosei just sort of randomly assigns animals to them.
Yeah,
like any rhyme or reason to anything. Like, yeah. Noah, you like science and biting things. You're a shark.
Yeah, you like science. So here's a shark.
Yeah, the tweets on that were the best that day.
You look like a pussycat doll, so you're a tiger.
Tigers are calm and gentle. You don't know any tigers. You can't prove they're not. Don't argue with me.
Met a tiger.
You will grow up to be a cougar, but in the meantime, you get a tiger.
Oh man, Paladin's got the zingers tonight. That's awesome. Yeah. So anyway, yes, there is no rhyme or reason to the animals. But anyway, the first thing they do is fight a bunch of loogies untransformed. And
well, they don't fight
an actual untransformed fight.
Yeah.
They don't fight so much as they get the shit beat out of them, but you know.
Well, they
semantics.
Did, but I mean, that kind of establishes that they're like not the
they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're like fighters. I mean, that's the thing where it's like the only
they're improvising.
Like Troy is actually doing martial arts outside. The others know sports, so they're athletic, but they're not like fighters.
Because again, kind of like Day of the Dumpster.
It is.
Noah actually just fights by flailing and seeing people with his laptop bag.
Yeah, God, Noah was the worst in the group. I was like, that's amazing.
Well, no, the worst in the group was the worst in the group was Pink, who was using that expensive camera to fight with, and I was just like, ah, no, not the camera.
Like, hey, those slashes are bright.
Well, yeah. Though they're bright when they're real, not so much when they're digitally added in post.
Yeah.
But yeah, somewhere Billy was like, man, I could fight better than that in my first outing. Jeez.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, but... no, yeah.
You said Billy and outing in the same sentence.
Anyway, so they fight untransformed for a while, and then they're finally like, okay, we're going to get our ass beat if we don't turn into whatever.
I noticed the cards, even when they pull them out themselves, still say Gosei color, and they have all the Japanese.
And then they cut to color-edited Gosager footage with the Lada's arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Did they really?
Yes.
Yep. You can tell.
When he puts the card into the morpher, it is that's from Gosager.
Oh, nice. I didn't catch it.
They just changed the jacket from red to black.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Oh, like if you're going to go through that much trouble, it wouldn't have been cheap.
Maybe they did film it, but the footage got ruined or something.
Sure.
Measure.
But in all amazement, which you did not expect, they actually did start with the first episode, despite the fact that Red was like almost entirely untransformed, though, the whole deal. They managed to use just the parts where he was transformed.
Yeah, and it was all the better for it. Yeah.
It was.
So
totally.
Especially because the aliens, like, this was, you know, again, there's a few things here were a little contrived because the aliens are just like, we got to send in a monster.
Yeah. Although, like Samurai, also, along with like the opening, I really wish they didn't have that stupid rhyming catchphrase.
Yeah.
This ramen catchphrase is better than last year's, though.
It's a little bit, but it's still
It's still dumb, but it's like not like, oh my god, shut the f*** up, dumb. Yeah. It's just like, okay,
plus,
all right.
Plus, I mean, everyone but Red's a pretty decent-ish actor.
Yes, that was the other thing, too.
Yes,
like,
they're decent by Power Ranger standards, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, exactly.
They're amazing by Samurai standards.
Hopefully they'll improve.
RPM kind of spoiled all of us in terms of acting.
Yeah.
RPM spoiled us on everything.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at the point in the episode where I realize, oh, hey, they actually wrote this as two parts and then condensed it into a single episode.
Yeah. Section is really biting them in the ass.
But, I mean, they didn't use the Megazord for the first episode, so it was basically just like, you know, there you go.
Yeah, lots of fighting, pull out the weapons a few times.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still...
Yeah, talking Gosei more for that much either.
Of which they managed to, like, skip over a lot of the, like, sort of mystical elements of the Gosagers, except, like, when they get to the main weapon, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have to kind of do the land, sea, air thing, huh?
Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, yeah, there are elements. Okay. Right.
We were so close.
Yeah.
But, I mean, otherwise, I think it's great. They're not even, like, basing the powers on anything. They're just like, yep, these are Power Rangers.
They have powers.
Sharks and birds and shit.
Based off the power of ass kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was
Gokaiju's power came from, so it works.
Yeah. And then bust out the blasters. It's simple, but it's not.
Okay. That was one thing that I really thought was funny the way they edited it. You know, they had the guns on their belts. And yet they still had to go through the whole card sequence to, you know, draw their weapons and activate them.
Yeah.
No. They could draw the weapons, but they didn't have any power in them. They had to charge them up.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't actually remove the weapons from their belts. They're, like, permanently attached. So they have to insert the cards in there, and then they just appear in their hands with the headers on them.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they cut the header sequence. They have a mountain there. They could have done it.
It does seem odd. Like, they did the summoning, but the headers.
I think they might be saving that for the first Zord summoning.
Yeah, and because it did kind of take that away from the first Zord summoning thing. Also, there's, like, a whole size differential. So that may be...
a bit of confusion.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion where they come off the mountain and they're like... 50 feet tall, and then all of a sudden they're an inch tall, and you're like...
Maybe it's just a very short mountain.
It's a very small mountain.
Oh, it's not a mountain, it's just a molehill.
The thing I will say, though, is that Gosei Blue's suit actor does not really mesh with Noah.
No.
No, because it's like his stance is so just.
He
like,
didn't mesh well with Hyde either.
Well, no, but it messed well with his.
Yes, he was a person.
It meshed with his character because he had that calm and collected sort of serious attitude. Yeah, no, not so much.
Now, let's just establish, though, it's still not as hilarious as the physical mismatch between blues actor in Jungle Fury and, Blue, the suit actor.
No, this is like nitpicking thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I understand
Jungle
that of
Fury
you, Ken.
Hilarious. This is just, it stands out if you look at it for a minute.
I don't know. I still think that the difference between, Tubby Lumpkins from RPM versus Blue from Go Andres.
That is true.
Yeah. Or heck, say,
man, he loses 30 pounds when he puts that suit on,
as opposed to Antonio when he gains sixty.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Noah in Megaforce is he reminds me of Maurice Moss from the IT Crowd.
Eh.
No one else sees the same sort of hair and glasses nerd thing.
Nobody knows what the IT Crowd is.
I know what it is. I just
we've gone over this before.
I mean, I know what it is.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot look at Blue's actor and not see a young Bumper Robinson. I'm sorry. I
can't. Know what that is.
The guy he played Bumblebee in animated.
Dwight movie. From Futurama.
He was also, actually an actor on some early 90s.
I know his animated appearances. I don't know what he looks like, though.
A lot like that, somehow.
Oh, there you go.
He's yes. Yellow with red hair?
Yes, he is.
Sure.
Okay.
So anyway.
Yeah. So that's it. I like it.
It doesn't suck.
And the puns are better.
Well, that's not
debatable.
Hey, you're mega forcing me to lose my lunch. Come on.
This really feels like, though, it's what Saban should have come back with. Like, just
yeah.
It feels almost like Samurai was just kind of there.
Maybe that's why Samurai just recycled all the Shinkinger script.
This is like a more like Samurai if it had time to actually be cleaned up and polished. Almost.
Samurai was still saying, like, okay, do we even remember how to make a television show? How do cameras work? What's this post-production thing? I kind of remember us doing it at some point.
They had the Shinkanger episodes on, like, their iPad, and they're like, okay, so the next shot is...
This is really their first return to making a show.
Yeah,
they got their iPads down. It's like, damn it, TV Nihon Sub isn't playing right.
Something's wrong with the toaster version.
This is why nobody's adapted
that
Blade
I need to get
yet.
The reference at the top of the screen. Just a type of fish? What the hell does that mean?
You just say accountant.
Should we add San or into the script as in the American?
But Tono Sama.
Ah, sub humor.
Oh, and because
it's sub humor.
They finally got their. They finally got their state of the art laptop working.
What?
They got a state of the art HP laptop for capping the TV. Broadcasts.
Oh, okay, listen. If they bought an HP laptop, by definition, it's not state of the art.
Yeah.
Hey, their words, not mine.
Okay.
They should just get a high-tech dubbing machine.
Yeah. Simultaneous broadcast with Japan.
Special dubbing gadget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now cook that tuna. But yeah, I did not despise Megaforce. It will remain to be seen next week when they probably more closely rip a Ghost Ager episode, how it feels after that point. But for now,
Well, I like that it's on Hulu because that means I have to make no effort whatsoever to actually keep up with it.
And that'll be great if they keep on putting it on Hulu.
Well, usually.
Yeah, because they could stop that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about the upcoming episodes. We already know there's going to be changes from Ghost Sager because the setting has changed. It's based in a high school, which Ghost Sager was not.
They're
going to have to make changes to accommodate that.
Yeah, they're not doing the angel thing.
And presumably, the Megaforce Rangers aren't going to be getting all up in everybody's business every episode.
And
we don't know that.
Well, if it's based,
I said presumably.
If they're basing it off MMPR, they might. But
well.
But Robo Knight
will be in charities every other
episode
week.
Episode 6 or so?
Yeah, that's what we heard
eight,
last
I
year.
Think.
If you're looking for a powerful machine, why would you get a laptop? Like that.
Let's move on.
Okay. It's just sorry. It was just a moment of confusion.
JD, we left that behind. We left that behind. So move forward.
Okay. Let's talk about something good now.
Yeah, let's morph and keep moving.
Leap Buster Ship.
It's time for Buster.
Oh, I can't believe it's only this one more.
Why is the show going away when it gets good?
I've ever actually seen a Toku just do such a 180 from it's like
it's more like a 360.
All the way around.
I know.
Yeah, and it derailed and just landed back on the track somehow. And it was Enter's plan all along to derail in the first place.
This is like when you're in college. And like you only get
con and turning to shit.
Like ask that person out, like at the end of the spring semester, and then you do, and it's like amazing. Except they're like going home and then not coming back, and you're like, but this was damn it.
Okay, so who's doing
Mickey?
Stuff?
Mickey.
Okay.
That's like how they retconned to turn to shit. Like no, it was always good. and we're like, yeah, you're right. That was brilliant.
And like, I don't think I'll ever go back and rewatch that like quarter of the series. That's kind of shit. But I like now that it can just like, okay.
I think I would enjoy it more now.
Now that they've just as planned that entire lull with the retooling.
Yeah, that's true. Man, he could give
and Enter is the type of villain that that from what he was in the beginning, you could see him doing that from the start. Yeah, that is
it's
something
believable.
He would do.
Yeah. Let me
it's a great plan, and Enter's awesome for doing it, but I still don't like the GoBusters that much as characters.
Well, I do. I really actually do. And this episode, I think, also brings one of them back to being not as much of a joke as he's been in the past.
Yeah.
10 episodes or so.
So, Mickey, you want to summarize for us?
Okay.
Do you need more liquor first?
No.
Okay.
The episode starts up with Hiromu glaring over Hiromu scarily.
That is no less creepy either.
That again is like, oh shit.
Yeah, you guys forgot about this scene. Oh, we're gonna remind you.
It left my nightmares too.
So let's morphin, and we get the most badass looking ranger since the Psycho Rangers.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
He's Psycho Enter.
Yes.
So awesome.
He looks so amazing. Oh. Let's just talk about how superlative he looks.
I know. And I like that his visor also has that bit of his goggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an excellent touch.
That's because Enter doesn't throw his glasses down before he morphs.
And instead of like the transpod, he has just a Vagras emblem on his. Oh, it's
yeah.
It's so well thought out. It hurts
it is.
To look at.
I love that helmet.
Yeah.
Like, the entire helmet design is beautiful.
Yeah, and I love how his costume has got the armor scales on it.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it took another step up from the GoBusters having pleather and just gave him straight-up armor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at the progression of how armor has developed from, you know, leather to plate to, you know, heavy steel panels... Yeah. It does follow that progression.
From leather to football gear to...
Ah, yes, football gear. Can't forget that step. But you see, Enter skips right past that. And
because Enter is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing he skipped
the football
Academy
gear.
Sale.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Has too much taste for that.
Mickey. Mickey.
Uh-oh. Did the cow die?
I didn't think Mickey had a cow.
Maybe he got one, so that way he doesn't have to get horse meat from Burger King.
Maybe he's fast-forwarding through the opening.
Possible.
Maybe he did go for more liquor.
Maybe he died of old age.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Maybe his headphones stopped working.
Maybe.
Or microphone.
Mickey, if you can hear us, blink once.
Maybe that was just like so amazing that he just fell over comatose.
Right.
Maybe Enter was so amazing he just came himself.
Well, that's it.
Hey, Mickey has come himself.
One can all
that's just creating a whole different image. In my mind.
Okay, I'm back.
I think that's the image he wanted to create.
What happened to you?
Like I said, there's a cat dying outside my house I had to go check on.
I didn't hear you say that. Did anybody else?
That's because y'all were talking over me.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. We had fun without you anyway.
No, you didn't. You don't have to lie. I know you were sad when I was gone.
Okay, where were we?
Mickey was getting over his orgasmic ecstasy.
Now he's learned why the Go Busters could always defeat him. It's because they had the triumph of human spirit or something.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny.
And then Jay acts like, you have burning spirit now?
No, he's like, you've gained the power of the indomitable human will. And Jen's like, shut up! Don't give him ideas. But that is like, it's like, okay, that is basically, he gained the power of burning justice.
Yeah. Well, burning injustice. He gained burning injustice, which is even better.
Nothing beats burning justice. That's the problem.
No. He's got burning injustice, which is even better.
Yeah. Totally infernal.
And so Hiromu was all like, no, you just have the data on it. You don't have the actual emotions. What you have is just a cheap imitation. And Inter's like, no, what you have is just data too, just a different form. What I've got is the exact same thing as what you've got. Here, watch. And then he slaughters them.
How'd you get more data?
And then because we can't have Inter killing them too soon, he walks away to let the episode continue on for the 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, he could have murdered them all then and there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they all attacked him.
He almost tried to murder Hiromu.
They used
one of the best parts of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
They used everything they had approaching a finishing attack, and Enter didn't even blow up this time.
No, and that was the thing. He's like, nope. Don't need to back myself up this time. Hey, what you know? But then
so the team is dejected and bruised.
Mostly bruised.
Yeah.
Pretty dejected, too.
And Ryuji has words with Hiromu, which we're going to skip over because they make me sad, so let's keep going.
Oh my god!
No. Let's hold up for
a second. Yeah.
Ever since the retool, Ryuji has been a f***ing joke. And they've been the butt of every f***ing joke. And he's gone from being the most serious and, you know, well-adjusted member of the team to being a f***ing joke. And now he just went right back to being what he was before the f***ing retool, which is awesome! And it was always that thing of where we thought that he would be the one to actually keep Hiromu and Yoko in line when they got to the finale and whatnot.
Yeah.
The finale we expected.
God. And it is f***ing awesome! Mm. And he basically just says, if we can't pull the card out of you, I'll kill you.
Oh my god, and like right there, like Niagara Falls.
I know.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you, Ken, for reminding me.
You asshole. Even now, god damn it. It's like...
It bears repeating, though, because it is amazing that they were able to pull that off.
Oh.
And he pulled up again, hey, we murdered our parents.
Yeah.
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 Hey, if we murdered our parents, it should be no problem to kill you.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone will miss you.
Man.
Hey, we can make it real easy. You won't feel a thing. Chicken.
Oh.
Oh, I'm frozen, but I can still feel and think.
Okay, so it's just like surgery gone wrong. No big deal.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Inter is throttling security guards and changing into a giant cocoon at the Energon Tower.
Yay, they remembered those things exist.
Yeah. This entire episode goes right back to the first couple episodes, it feels like.
Yeah.
I totally had a StarCraft moment. I was like, oh my god, it's an infested Energon tank!
Yeah.
So, Winnie Coffee tells the red, blue, yellow to investigate the tower. He tells the Death Bunnies to evacuate people, they're still doing something helpful.
Yeah. Which is a lie.
You know, I'm sure if they put the Lyo box onto a phone line, it could do that just as well.
Speaking of which, we have that even show.
More proof that it's before the retool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. While Jin continues to play Jenga.
No, he plays Jenga.
Yes.
Yeah, Jenga.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. And also is the first time in the entire series he's actually called Kuroki.
Yeah, that's when you know shit's real.
First time in forever they mentioned that the data he's missing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's only been about 10 episodes since they brought that up, I think.
Yeah.
Less
than that, but I think if you look back at his reactions to certain things... It's been on his mind, but he's obviously not been mentioning it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. He's definitely not been as jokey as he used to be. He's been a lot kind of more somber.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's telling Winky Coffee that he's got a plan to get the data out of Hiromu and pulling it back into himself.
Yeah. Except.
He knocks over the Jenga Tower.
It's like the joke we made last week about the thing that we got back didn't last very long. Probably like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, and Jay realizes that if they do that, it'll probably kill Jin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
And Jay shows genuine concern.
Yes.
Yes.
And even on the thought of... if Jay dies.
And cry number two.
But it's not like Masato is Jay's best friend. He still has his stag beetle.
That's a good point.
No, but he's his daddy.
Don't say it like that.
Daddy.
Well,
you are the father.
Well, he basically is.
Yeah, no, if Masato wanted that kind of relationship, he would have built, a female buddy roid.
You know what I mean.
Well, you know what I mean.
Right? That's female.
Well, yeah.
And its attack is screw.
Yeah.
Huh.
So meanwhile, the Energon Tower, the kids are running around the hallways, and oh god, what the fuck has Inter done?
Hey, remember the hospital episode, guys?
Oh, God.
I do.
Guess what? They still
Hey, that trick still works.
Yeah.
Remember that scene in the Superman 3 where that bitch gets absorbed into the computer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. It's kind of like that.
Never seen Superman 3.
I've only seen it once. I don't remember most of it.
You really should watch it again. It's amazing.
All the Superman movies suck.
Oh, not the
sucks,
first one.
It's amazing.
No, the first one is fantastic.
No,
the first one is really bad.
No, it's not good.
I love the first one.
It doesn't age well.
I love the third one, but it's terrible.
Not for
I just love it because Superman turns evil and bangs a chick on top of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Of course, we all know the fourth one is the best one.
Oh, man.
I've never actually seen the fourth one.
Superman 4 is not even, ironically bad. It's just... It's just
painful.
It's not as good as Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah, Revenge of the Fallen is a masterpiece.
Okay, well.
It's even worse than just people, being tentacle raped, though.
Yes, because apparently it's some kids who watch their parents get murdered in front of their faces.
Worst take my kid to work day ever.
Oh.
What are we doing today, Mom and Dad?
Oh, you're going to go to work with us. Enter the Energon tank. It's going to be amazing.
So enter the Bugglers, and so Hiromu and the gang decide, let's get these kids out of here.
Yeah, no shit.
And so they exit out street level and bust up the bugglers, and Hiromu tells the kids, "Don't worry, I promise I'll get your parents back."
Oh, God.
Oh, my heart.
When? Oh.
Hiromu, stop promising that.
Yeah, especially because in a couple minutes.
Oh, big deal. You know it's all going to be undone in the finale anyway.
Maybe not. Maybe. Because in a couple minutes, this kind of turns out bad.
You'll notice you didn't see any of their faces, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
They got one episode left to prove me wrong.
Yeah, but well, anyway.
This isn't Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Regardless.
So they could still f*** it up.
Yeah, as of this point, true. Think about this. As of this point, more people have died in this season of Go Busters than have died in 20 episodes of Wizard.
Yeah.
But then how many people died and became phantoms before those 20 episodes of Wizard?
Yeah, but that's
it doesn't matter. That wasn't the 20 episodes of Wizard.
Right. Yeah,
those were not things that we actively saw. I mean, again, they did sort of murder their parents.
Yeah.
That's still
aren't
a thing.
Are we joking that Go Busters isn't a very dark series? It really is.
Kind of is now, yes.
I thought Toei was joking that it was a dark series.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
No. I guess.
It just looks all the darker next to all that bright color.
Yeah. And knowing that we're just getting Kyoryuger in 2 weeks, it's like, wow, that's gonna be a whiplash.
Yeah.
So these episodes, you know what? Let's just see how dark we can make this show.
Yes. It's like, okay, these 4 episodes, we're not gonna do anything. Do whatever you want. Kobayashi was like, "F*** yeah."
All right, so the plan is now we're going to trick Enter into hyperspace where we can pull the card out and trap Enter all at the same time.
Of course, then all the people inside the factory then get absorbed into the f***ing Megazord that he makes.
Yeah.
So that's what Hiromu just made? Oops.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, they form Go Buster O.
Oh.
Man, it just keeps getting more and more depressing.
Now, see, here's my only disappointment in the episode is that Enter then turns back into his monster form.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
It's a little weird, but.
I think he was just being Enter Buster to be Enter at them. It's like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing you do, but I'm going to kill all of you in the process.
Or they're going to have to kill, like, all 3 of his forms in the final episode, one after the other.
Maybe his month, though, is then his when he was forming the Megazord, before he changed to monster mode, his hair was down. Which every time he's been in that, he's had back in the stupid cornrows. So that was nice.
Maybe the monster form just interfaces with the Megazord more effectively.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I guess Ranger form doesn't have a USB port in the crotch.
Right. Yeah.
Why did you put your USB port there?
Never mind!
non.
Or would the USB port be in his butt?
No, that's where the PS2 port is.
Oh, okay.
This is round.
But then Enter proves to have even more to his f***ing plan, of course.
Of course.
Which was what? I don't remember.
He then interfaces with various Intertron towers around the city.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to absorb the entire f***ing city of Tokyo. And maybe that'll be some use to him.
Maybe.
He's like, enough humans in that mass quantity might be of some use to me. I'm like, oh shit.
Well, he's thorough.
Yeah, no shit.
So thankfully the team managed to force him into the hangar that they're going to use as their giant shuttle bay transporter to get to the space.
They have hangars all around Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The writer did.
Remember when they wore sunglasses and they actually did that this time?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But they didn't throw them off, though. They just...
The thing and they put their sunglasses on. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you know it's getting real then.
But, you know, as soon as they drop Enter into the hangar, they realize, oh, shit, now Enter's in our base. Enter
again!
Too. And then it's Naughty Tentacle time, as he rapes the base.
Literally.
It was a completely failed base.
There were rape Enters.
I like how his Megazord fights just how he does, basically.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, with all the plus
Yeah, so everyone evacuates except for Winky Coffee and the two dumbheads.
Although he tries to tell them to get the f*** out of there, but then Morishita's balls drop.
Yeah.
Or they're too stupid to leave.
Well,
we will be useless.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here because this episode's awesome.
Well, yeah, they basically said they'd have left already if they were they'd have left months ago if they were scared. So yeah, too stupid to leave.
We're not going to get shown up by that dumb talking box.
Speaking of which, they do finally remember he's around and call upon him to hold Andrew down.
Oh, because they need to get him to hyperspace too for the finale.
Yeah, because they're going to need the blaster.
And, you know, probably to combine all the Megazords.
Yeah. Or at least to blow up all the Megazords.
If there's anything left of them.
So yeah. Does the lion go with them or not?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that wasn't tied down in that hangar went with them.
Yeah, pretty much. And then some.
So, 3-2-1 contact, we're in hyperspace. And everybody's dead except for Inter.
Now, the interesting thing about this here is that they show everybody unconscious or dead in their cockpits, except Jay, who has landed in Jen's laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to be significant somehow, but I'm not sure exactly how.
Jay is also unmorphed, which
yeah.
I think might be because they get confused of what costume he's supposed to be in.
No, I honestly kind of get the feeling that Jay is going to do something important, but I don't know.
It would be fantastic if Jay ends up saving the entire show.
Well, Jay did save the entire show. That whole time the show was awful.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what
Instead
you mean.
It's quite likely he'll save it again.
But yeah, and then Inter's just like, oh, that was nice. I'm going to go back now.
Well, this was fun.
Well, this place sure has gone to shit while I was away. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's worth noting that they've pointed out that, oh yeah, hyperspace is kind of also about to collapse and take Earth with it, probably. So, you know, no pressure or anything.
Yeah. No, no, no. Oh.
And I chose to skip the preview for next week, so I will go in completely fresh.
Well, and that's what's great is the preview doesn't really show anything.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Good planning.
The one good thing of note, though, is that it actually plays the first opening in the preview instead of the second opening.
Well, they'll still use the second opening as the opening.
If they do an opening.
Yeah, they probably won't do
an opening.
Heck, maybe. And heck, Hibiki went back to the first opening for the last episode, even.
Yeah, like, they show some fight scenes and stuff in this preview, but I cannot really guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything, tell you anything about plot or
on it. It is a very un-Toei preview.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
It did specify that Ultra Magnus will die in the next episode, though. So.
Yeah, well. It basically tells you there's going to be fighting. Nothing
the
more.
Title, yeah, the title of the episode is Everyone Dies. So.
You know, and it's like, I am not even sure what they're going to do in this finale.
Yeah, I really have no idea.
Stay tuned for Kyuriger.
and
yes, that's the moral of the story.
Like, I mean, they could completely shoot themselves in the foot. But I don't think they're going to at this point. Somehow.
No.
They still could. That is always an option.
It's an option.
No, my confidence in GoBusters is completely back to where the series started.
Yeah.
I think
do that, you know, go all the way around where at the end we're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This has been a roller coaster of a show.
Yeah.
I
actually regret watching it now.
It's not one of my favorites, but yeah, it has its charm.
And you know, the thing is, I think it is almost worthwhile to have that shit. It's weird to say, but it's almost worthwhile to have that shitty section, just because you almost appreciate it more now.
Because the high we're on right now from how great it is sort of unreal.
Yeah, it's like people that go back and marathon this show won't have quite the same experience.
Yeah, which is too bad.
Yeah.
Although, in retrospect, if it stayed amazing all the way from beginning to end, maybe that would be better.
Yeah, it would be, definitely. But as a week-to-week show, it's an interesting thing to observe. Yes.
The thing is, though, with that low point, it's really making us appreciate everything they're doing with these final few episodes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're basically pulling out everything but the kitchen sink. Maybe even that. We'll have to see next week.
Well, no, they have to leave the kitchen sink in because that's actually a working sink. That's where they get water and stuff for the crew.
Yeah, the couragers were like, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, that was close, JD.
Just say it fast enough. Maybe no one will notice.
And, you know, I almost kind of – I do hope that Overtime ends up doing Killrager just for the announcer and how they're subtitling him.
I'm sure they'll do it.
With like the super bolded italic font at random intervals.
Dinosaurs?
Samba?
Interquote.
Yeah, I like to hope at this point they would. And if they don't, somebody else will.
They should have Winky Coffee be in the Kyoryuger, so it could be Kyoryunin.
Yeah. And he had some good acting in this episode, too, actually.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
It was a very good episode.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to watch it again.
Solid.
Yeah. I just want to watch, like, those first 3 minutes.
Of Enter just kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, Enter bustering it up.
I'm actually looking forward to next week, so hey.
Me too. Okay, so let's take a quick break, and we'll do power playback.
Yes.
Oh, shit, we had power playback this week. You're
listening to Superhero Time. It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Oh, hello, Uncle Wiggily.
Hello, Uncle Wiggily.
Hello, kids. You know, working with intelligent dolphins can be so rewarding. You see that slinky one over there?
Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
Her name is Karen. Tonight, we are going to perform an experiment upon her and cook her and eat her with butter.
What a scientist!
It's time for Power Playback.
So for Power Playback, we're finally getting around to Go Busters movie.
Now when you say movie...
No, it's like actually, you know, movie length-ish. Well, for
this is the director's cut.
For Toku, it's movie length.
For Sentai, it's like twice as long as the Shinkenger one almost.
Well, yeah, but that's because this is the director's cut. The theatrical version, regular length.
So, okay, wait. How long was the theatrical version?
I think it was like 25 minutes or so.
And this was... This was
35
what, almost,
minutes.
35? It was either 25 or 30. It wasn't 20 minutes like the Shinkenger one, though.
But the director's cut is quite a bit longer than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like the Forze movie is slightly shorter than the Kamen Rider movies are normally, so the Go Buster one was slightly longer than the Sentai ones normally are.
Either way, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I guess
weird that the director's cut in the first place, actually.
I guess it's because at the time they didn't realize kids don't care about Go Busters when they were shooting the movie.
Yeah, because the thing about this movie is, and it's actually really, really well shot. Like, they use some much better cameras than they normally do.
It wasn't those 70s cameras anymore.
Well, no, obviously, but...
They haven't used those since Go On or...
Like, I don't know if it's just, like, the direction, but it feels a lot more cinematic than Sentai movies normally do.
Maybe Tokyo Tower threw in some production money.
Yeah.
They probably liked the free publicity.
Oh, that's basically this movie in a nutshell.
I mean, they do have the little, like, condom-covered dicks in it.
And plus, you know, whoever really sees Tokyo Tower in Japanese media? I mean, it needs more exposure.
Oh, yeah, sure. And of course, just like... but yeah.
All right, Ken, get on that.
Okay, sure. So we open with Nick Lost.
Oh, and Ken, remember how you summarized the episodes last week?
Yeah.
Go more for that style this week.
Yeah, because there's not really much... Well, there's not really much plot here to go over.
No, I'm just saying I liked that last week. Do that again. Okay.
Nick is lost, Enter is plotting. There's a giant frog in the water.
So, wow. It basically it's a typical day in Japan.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But basically the main trio is out to meet the prototype of the Buster Machines and the Buddy Roids. FS-00 with its Buddy Roids.
Zero O.
What?
Okay.
It's 0-0, not 0-0.
Oh. Okay.
Well, at least, they, know, had, at least they had the good sense to call it 0-0, like knowing it wasn't really the first one.
Yeah. Well, regardless, they meet Inatan in the Buster Machine, and she's kind of a little touchy.
Wonder why.
Another one of Masato's programming successes.
Yes.
Maybe she's a little touchy because she's a sentient being that never gets talked to or referenced or yes. acknowledged that she exists.
Until the yes, world is ending.
Meanwhile, Enter is out at a factory doing his first half of the series thing and summoning a Metaroid. The Steamroid, in this case.
And wasn't he cosplaying?
Yeah, he's cosplaying.
Yeah, it reminded me that I loved him cosplaying.
Yeah.
Although he has kind of done that again now, like back around.
Yes! He's cosplaying a GoBuster.
Yeah, I can take it that way.
Original character, do not steal GoBuster.
Oh God. But yeah, he's cosplaying as a construction worker. He summons a Steamroid, and they move out, or at least try to, because Inatan does not like Hiromu touching her.
Can you blame her?
Well, not yeah. Really.
Bad.
So she nearly drowns all the heroes.
I will kill you all!
While the Steamroid is getting a bunch of water dumped into him. But anyway, the GoBusters arrive, transform in a kind of nifty little roll call sequence. With the Buddyroids included, actually, for once. And they fight. And it's really good, actually. This movie actually has really good fight direction, I think. It's just the cinematography and the fight direction is... It feels like something that they actually put an extra amount of effort into instead of just being, well, we're going to have another episode with a slightly higher budget.
Very slightly.
Yeah. But, you know, we actually get to see the weapons actually transport in. We haven't seen that in a long time.
Right.
Yeah. True.
They remember they can do that.
Everybody actually uses their powers.
Which we've seen more of lately, but yeah, that's...
And Masato and Jay just watch from afar because they are six rangers and they probably were not there during the filming of half this movie.
Well, the writing for them certainly wasn't there for the whole movie.
No, it certainly wasn't.
Well, it's not like they didn't have the suit actor for Jay.
No, but still. It's kind of the thing where...
It's very obvious the movie was written at like right when they were starting to put Masato and Jay's characters together.
Oh yeah. But that happens in Sentai movies. Like in the Gokaiger movie, Guy showed up in the first couple minutes and then was not there until the final scene. Or the Shinkenger movie where Genta's scenes literally were just separate from the others.
I mean, can you remember some weeks ago when I first watched the movie I made those comments on Twitter?
Oh yeah, I remember.
I mean, you don't think I was wrong, so...
No. I didn't. Once I finally saw it, I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Screw characters, let's just sell a new toy.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the Steamroid ends up blasting steam everywhere, which causes the Buddyroids to fall over, convulsing in pain. And this is why you do not bring Usada and Gorosaki into a f***ing battlefield, for one thing. But,
Because they are useless until they invent the viewfinder.
Exactly. but they're rusting because the Steamroid's steam...
Cosmic rust?
Yeah, causes cosmic rust on Buddyroids.
There's Red Alert when you need her.
Buster Machines.
Him.
No, the new Red Alert to her.
So they go up staring at...
Yeah. About the rust. The rust stuff that they have is great on Nick and Gorosaki, but on Usada, it's obviously just duct tape on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and then Masato decides to grace him with his presence. And tells him they're f***ed.
Aw.
But he does point out what Inter is actually doing, and that he has a transport on the Tokyo Tower, or Tokyo Inner Tower, and basically the idea is to take the tower and many... many more of the Inatron tanks all around the city and transport it all into hyperspace. That would be bad.
Just a little.
Well, it would make, you know, Hiroshima look
like Hiroshima.
It would make Hiroshima look like Nagasaki.
Well, we can see who's a bad person here, because only one of us laughed at that joke.
Wow.
Nah. Way to go. Way to go, Ken.
You're terrible.
Okay. Charles, it would wipe out Tokyo, so that's not a good thing, is my point. So Anders decides, oh, I'll just summon a bunch of more bugglers. Okay.
That's all they have the budget for.
Yeah. And they want to know what Masada's opinion is.
That's all their factory manager will allow.
Yeah.
What's better than a bunch of bugglers? A f*** ton of bugglers.
But it's also here. Regardless, they ask Masada's opinion. He's like, oh, screwed. And just transports away. And it's like, okay. Thanks, Masada. Dick.
Well, that's Masada at this point in the series, yes.
But
peace out, bitches.
But since they've forgotten about her, then they've also forgotten that, oh yeah, Inatan isn't affected by the rust because she was underwater.
Because, you know, water doesn't cause rust.
And steam
she wasn't hit by the steam because she was underwater.
Steam doesn't travel into water.
Special steam.
It's time for steaming, Buster.
Regardless, they use that to sneak up on the Buggler army. And then and it's just like, you know, peace out. Have fun with these. By the time you get through this entire army, the transport will be done and your city will be f***ed. So they actually have a decent idea here. And Ryuji is walking up, drops his ice packs, and he's like, you know, Yoko, Hiromu, get away from me for a while. Because Ryuji has made himself go berserk somehow. They don't say how, but we'll just move along here.
Yeah, it's like we missed something there.
It's a thing that happens. Move on.
He turned the heater in his suit up.
Why do they even have that?
In case it's cold out. Duh. Oh. I'm not saying it's special equipment in his suit. I'm just saying the Buster suits probably all have heaters in them for when they have to fight in, you know, January.
Or in the ocean.
Regardless,
or January.
It is Berserk Ryuji versus a whole load of bugglers.
That was pretty awesome, too.
It was kind of an awesome. It's like, I was wondering, like, in the series, why they never just, like, straight up did that, besides that one time he made himself go off with a heat lamp.
Yeah.
But it's actually used pretty well here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hiromu tries to blast through with his speed, while Yoko just kind of kicks and punches. Regardless.
Way to go, series planner. Give her a really combat useful power.
Yeah, it's not like she could have just jumped over them or anything. Wait.
Oh. Well, she didn't eat her candy that day.
But then she wouldn't be fighting.
And obviously they had to use Ace, because a helicopter wouldn't be any use against the thing on the tower.
But anyway, Hiromu fights the Steamroid and it manages to get his smokestacks to explode, which cuts out the steam considerably.
Unfortunate euphemism.
So did Hiromu drop a boiled egg down the smokestack to make it explode?
Randomly, a movie poster flies over the Metaroid's face, and it's the chicken superhero.
Yay.
Oh, it's the thing Masato dressed as a couple episodes ago.
Chicken luchador. So Yoko tries to use Hiromu, or a very, very bad inflatable Hiromu.
Remember the double net movies?
As a weapon. While Ryuji passes out because he's finally spent.
Is he now?
Ryuji's in his refractory period.
So what you're saying is Ryuji got hot, got with a bunch of dudes, and then was spent.
And he was spent, laid down, lit a cigarette.
Yeah. How did I know that reaction?
Ryuji laid down and started smoking. Not a cigarette, mind you.
Just smoking.
Anyway, conveniently then at that time, because you realize, oh wait, two of their weak points have been exposed. This seems like a good time for Yoko to pass out, and she does.
Yeah.
Well, she's Yoko. What else is she good for?
I don't think she really, you know, ran out. She just, like, was like, oh, f*** it.
And I'm tired. Later.
Mm-hmm. But, so they're about to get killed when the frog machine suddenly jumps out of the water, which is being manhandled by Nick, who somehow got all the way there and into the water and into
the... keeps getting dirtier.
Yeah, really.
Well, Nick was probably trying to go to the battle.
Nick's, like, trying to manipulate her legs around and the position needed to get out of the water. What?
In his USB port?
Give me those legs, you froggy bitch.
Regardless, they save the Busters and take off. While Inner's like, you know, f*** this shit. I'm going to use half the Innertron in this. Damn, I'm doing that again. Going to use half this to summon every kind of Megazord we have, plus one.
You know, like you do.
Yeah. And they say 3 minutes, but movie time.
Yeah.
Nope, they don't have the clock up there, so.
And every time they don't have the clock up, you know that the time is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Clock over.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the Buttyroids can still walk. So, like, you know, f*** it. We're going to go try and bust through that. So they go, and they go fight again. Some more. Then they fight. Then they fight. Then they fight. And they fight up the end.
Fight.
And so one of them is the Gundam of Gun. Oh, we already made that joke.
They need to make a Sentai like G Gundam. I mean,
they do.
No, they need to make a Kamen Rider like G Gundam. No?
Oh yeah, it'd be like Ryuki except fun.
Or Kamen Rider Mexico.
Tequila Rider.
So they
Kamen Rider up. Tequila.
They fight the Steam Roy.
Donating, drinking, and driving.
They're all in the observation tap and the observation deck.
Well, that's why he's a rider, JD, not a driver.
Yeah. Where they do this cool thing where they
Kamen Driver
and then shoot him as he's falling.
Oh, Kamen Rider Tequila would have a designated driver.
I like how I'm just
excited about this movie. I mean, seriously, like, yeah, okay, get it, but it was like really there was a lot of like old stuff from the show that was awesome.
So then they summon the Buster Machines, Megazords land, they drop Ace so he can grapple and do this awesome swing around to try to get
the
transportation thing.
Yeah, that tower is totally support that weight.
Oh yeah. Seriously, yeah.
GB 02 is totally climbing that thing.
Yes, he is. When then Enter is like, you know what, you guys, f*** you. He brings in Epsilon for the first time that we were supposed to have seen it.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It had just as much of an impact here as it did in the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They blast Ace and Zero Two. He blasts Ace and Zero Two into the water because, hey, that seems like a good idea. Oh, wait.
Oh.
There's a f*** in the water. Jay graces us with his presence, and they have formed GoBuster Kero.
Keroro.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
It's the king of Buster Frogs.
Of course, Overtime's translation is possibly even better or worse as...
It's amazing.
GoBuster Crow King.
That is the best translation they've ever done.
Yes.
I know.
Overtime, we love you. In case you hadn't noticed.
Please do Kyoryuger.
There is then surfing with the stag jet on the water as Epsilon just futilely tries to chase it across it. Which is amazing. So then Crow King busts up some Megazords, along with Buster Beat and Heracles, and Yoko just kind of flies around and is useless. But then Crow King launches itself at the Innertron Tower as it's about to transport, and they realize, oh wait, Enter's in the way. Don't worry, we got this. So they just drop Ryuji into the ground. send the frog over him. And while Hiromu slices it in half, the frog ends up destroying the transportation device. Only it kind of stays attached to the tower. And of course, you can't have a movie focusing on Tokyo Tower without it being destroyed. So they topple it.
Oh.
Oh, well, they can build a new one.
That's not going to be good for Tokyo Tower's tourist revenue at all.
Oh, yeah, what are those little condom-covered penises going to do?
Okay, because he has to foot the bill for Grizzly.
What won't they do?
Oh. Don't know what to say the condom-covered penis won't do.
As the GoBusters has to pretty much put the damn thing back together themselves.
Yeah, one thing I do like, Jake, let Ed attend a second. Hey, remember who saved you all? Of course, Jay, it's me.
Of course, it's me. And he just like pushes up on his helmet like he's pushing up sunglasses or something. Yeah. But yeah, and then that's the movie. There is a tourist ad at the end of it.
Of course. Because this is GoBusters the movie, save Tokyo Tower's tourist revenue.
And then there is Jay in a hat, which is fantastic.
It's much better than a cat in
the hat. Fantastic.
It's much better than a cat in a hat.
Well, yes, but...
Like a cat in a hat.
We should recreate all of Dr. Seuss's works, but with Jay.
God.
Yes!
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I'm gonna miss Jay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Tigers and penis.
So yeah, it was an entertaining movie. It's better than most Sentai movies. It's just basically just, but it's just action, 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 action. There's really not much to cover.
Right.
Fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like the nice little things like, oh, remember sunglasses when they threw those?
Yeah.
Oh, remember when like there was a countdown? Remember?
Well, they
remember when all that cool stuff happened?
They reminded of the countdown in this week's episode, which I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a nice little thing.
Remember when the Megazord battles were creative?
Oh, God, yes. Because the Megazord battle in this... It's worth noting. Yeah, the Megazord battle in this movie is actually very good.
It's like a very early series Megazord battle again.
And most of it's outside.
Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't hurt that Crow King looks so much better than GoBuster King.
Everything looks better than GoBuster O.
Because it's a giant frog.
Not everything.
No, it's like, how does this thing that has a giant frog on its chest look so much better? It's a giant frog on its chest.
It's a legitimate concern, but...
How do the jet turbines for hands?
It has a scuba mask.
It's also awesome. I wish they used it more in the series than that one time.
Well, they always just used the movie stuff one time.
Well, yeah. Well, they used the Kyoryu mark. Stuff and Shinkenger a bit more frequently, but
it wasn't a combination. It was just
no. It was just a weapon.
Yeah, not exactly the same thing.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah,
but regardless, hey, GoBusters.
It was a thing that happened.
It was a thing that happened. Yes,
we were there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
Cosplay. Yeah.
Special and, happening.
And... You know, just one more week and then we'll be done with GoBusters until the Versus movie.
Yeah.
Or the V Cinema.
Oh, yeah, because I still can't believe that they're getting a V Cinema. I'm not complaining, mind you, but it just seems so weird.
If it's anything other but, you know, Life of Jay, I will be disappointed.
May feature the return of Pink Buster from the current rumors.
I could deal with that. That was a decent episode.
Well, good. You did that in, like, 20 minutes.
Eh, cool.
For a movie, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, we probably could have had JD do it like he did Wizard last week, and we would have been done 15 minutes ago.
There was a sea monster, there was rust, there was fighting, there was lots of cool stuff from the beginning.
Of course, Wizard last week was just kind of like, oh, f*** it.
Yeah.
I suspect that might be Wizard for a little bit, actually.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I would like for it not to be, but, yeah.
You know, I looked... this afternoon at Overtime site and like, oh, cool, they got GoBusters up. Didn't care about anything else.
No, it's like when I got home, I was like, oh, great, they didn't get Wizard up. So we can just
spend
time talking about GoBusters.
Well, even if Wizard had gone up, I was probably just going to be like, ah, f*** it.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
I want it to still be good, but...
I want to care about Wizard just because I don't want to rely on Kyoryuger until September.
The bad thing about Wizard is that, you know, it has a bunch of great concepts, and it has some fantastic fight direction. But, yeah.
Hate all the characters, mostly.
It's the same about the writing.
Yeah. I don't even hate all the characters.
Yeah, it's not even so much a matter of hate because there's not enough to hate.
It's like I don't even dislike Haruto. It's just
there's nothing to him is the problem.
Yeah, all he does is wait around for stuff, read the script, and then show up where it tells him to.
Although Mickey, that Mad Libs you put together is basically spot on.
Oh God,
I wish I had more time to proofread it so it looked better, but I was kind of trying to bust it out at work when I was under time constraint.
Yeah,
I can entertaining
understand.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A little bit of makeup, a little bit of Mad Libs, a little bit of makeup.
Yeah.
A little bit of Bondo.
It's one of those things like, yes, I'm working on the memorial video, and I'll tab quick over whenever they walk in the room, so.
Yeah. Of course. No, that's
to be
one of
fair,
the...
though, I didn't make it up. We all made it up. I just typed it.
Well, that's what I was saying, though, the Mad Libs thing that you actually produced.
Yeah.
No, I'm taking total credit for the Mad Libs thing, because that was my idea first.
It works alarmingly well.
It does. It's very convincing. That's because that's how it actually works.
Yeah, it is what they do.
Yeah.
Sure seems like it now. Now that we actually have that thing and it actually does what we said it does, yeah.
So I guess, should it be a drinking game now?
Oh God, no.
Ooh. Yes.
Wouldn't we all die?
Here.
Wouldn't we all die?
But Mickey does that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs the excuse.
The superhero time drinking game. Every time Mickey is drinking while doing the show, have a drink.
Oh shit!
To be fair, they should be doing that anyway if they're listening to the show.
Instant liver poisoning. Yeah. Now, see, my problem is I listen to podcasts in the car, so that would be a bad thing.
The show said I have to drink and drive, officer.
And see, tweet about it too.
The little man in my radio said I should drink.
That'd be even better if we were doing a video show and you were listening to it in the car.
God.
Or playing it in the car. You know. Well, the people in the video that I'm watching said I had to drink while driving and, you know, text about it. What's the problem? I don't understand.
3 weeks later, why am I getting a summons?
Because you used the Gosei card to summons.
Mm.
Summon speeding ticket.
Final Vento speeding ticket.
No, I think you're mixing your... Never mind.
Just let it go.
It's one of those things where you get halfway through saying it and realize you don't actually care that much. You know.
Did I mix up the card things? I'm sorry. There's
it's a lot like doing this show.
Yeah.
Get halfway through the pre-show and it's like, you know, I don't really care about this that much.
Yeah, you get halfway in and you're just like, I don't know.
Just a tip.
Yeah.
But I thought you trimmed the tip off.
Oh, we can snip that off.
Oh, flashback humor.
Remember the beginning of this show?
That's how we tie it all
that
together.
Depends on how many drinks you've had.
We're professionals.
Let's see, the superhero time drinking game would involve JD making references to poop.
Or any kind of bodily function, really.
Well, no, that's too easy. You know, you have to make it a specific thing.
Ah, okay.
Every
like
time
one for poop, two for semen.
Five for sour cream.
One by land, two if by semen.
Yeah. Two.
Take a drink every time we're more popular than Fanboy Versus.
Oh, man. They're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like that Mickey drunk thing. It's just, you know, always true. So how do you even measure? Well, I guess that'll do it for this week's show.
Yay.
What are we doing next week?
Zaborger, I think.
Zaborger? Okay, yeah. Yeah, because the Forza movie still, it's not out yet. They only just got a decent roll this last week.
Sorry, did you say the burger?
Zaborger. Look it up on Netflix.
Cheeseburger.
The burger? Oh, this is that karate motorcycle
thing.
Yeah. It's weird.
This could be good.
Now, next week, when we get to talking about this, just remember, this was Mickey's idea.
It certainly was. With a vengeance.
No, Mickey, all I'm saying is that...
Everything.
Some of the people here are people who don't appreciate, like, Car Ranger or Dynaman, so don't, you know, get your hopes up that they'll appreciate this correctly.
Hey!
What?
I resemble that remark.
Well, also, to be fair, I haven't actually watched all of it yet. I've just seen like the first 15 minutes.
Oh,
so.
This is
God.
Okay. So it's going to be like Armor Hero all over again.
This will be fun.
Well, I didn't actually watch it. I just saw a trailer.
Well,
but it looks
we'll have
awesome.
A short PowerPoint like next week.
Or a really long one.
You mean as best comes to best, it'll be a short power playback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pretty
right.
much. Well, it's okay. Maybe GoBusters won't be out next week in time for doing the show.
God,
so,
I hope
you know,
it is.
We'll just have two wizards to talk about in Megaforce.
Oh, God. It'll be a rough week.
That would be a rough week.
Bring your lube.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Hey, XB, yep. can you tell me how to do that multiplayer thing you're telling me about? Because I couldn't figure out how to set it up.
Well, you have to download the Minecraft multiplayer server first.
I think I did.
Okay, and then did you put it in a folder somewhere and run it?
Yes.
Okay, so now you have a Minecraft multiplayer server?
I think.
Okay, well then, you know, you're most of the way there already.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't figure out how to get the game to like link up with that thing.
Well, you have to copy it out of your first Minecraft installation folder over to the server folder.
Yeah, see, this is why I need you. Okay, so let's see.
Okay, you know where your Minecraft files are for single player?
I know where the... Okay, hang on, Minecraft. Okay, yes, I'm here. Saves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you find the folder that has the name of the world that you have your thing on.
Right.
And you copy that.
Okay.
And then you go over to the Minecraft server folder and paste it into there.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then what you have to do in the server properties file in the Minecraft server folder is you have to go into that, and where it gives you the world name option, just make that the same as the folder you just pasted.
Okay, so I start server, right?
No, you don't start the server yet. You open the server folder.
I open the folder that has the Minecraft Classic server, correct?
Minecraft Classic?
It said Classic. I don't know. That's what I downloaded. Is that wrong?
Super Hero Time. 次回もお楽しみに!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.